Welcome to episode 364 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time listening, or if you've been a fan for the last 30 years we've been recording, let me explain what this show is like. It's a lot like Star Wars. The first three episodes are amazing. They hook you, and they make you become a huge fan. And then everything that follows is just hot garbage. Sure, every once in a while there's a hit in there, you know, every few years there's some heart. But other than that, it's just an empty shell of its former self. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who once went down on a Wookiee.
We spelled Wookiee wrong, so.
All right. Semantics.
That's the wrong way to spell Wookiee?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it's what? Like two E's or something.
Yep. Yeah. Fix it.
I fixed it.
Now, oh.
I'm Jeremy. I'm Jeremy. And with me today are two men who once went down on a Wookiee. You better fucking answer real quick here.
Nah, why?
I'm Kevin. Oh. Dude, the 2000s were weird, man.
Yeah. You know, the prequel trilogy was hot. And if you weren't going down on Chewbacca, then. You were shunned from society.
I had Wookiee fever, man.
Yeah, Wookiee fever. Wookiee nights.
Gross. I regret.
Nobody knows all about that.
I regret that now. All I can think of is the last scene to Boogie Nights, but instead of our boy, all I see is a Wookiee now.
Oh.
With a big Harry, hello.
He does a little like, and then his red rocket pops out. Is that how Wookiees do it? I don't know how Wookiee anatomy. I'm assuming like a dog.
Well, that's our show this week. Stay tuned next week when we got episode 365, and we'll try this again.
Yeah, we'll see you. Bye. We'll see you next week.
Guys, today as we're recording, it's May the 4th, which is a special day in all of our hearts, as you can tell from you guys just wildly just hooraying it.
No, I was actually hooraying. Ganoff just donated $18.80 and said, "May the 4th be with you all," leading our total to $150 even. Thanks,
yay! Dude. Thanks, Ganoff.
For our QuickCon 2020 fund.
So it just changed the 20 to 2021.
Yeah.
No.
Boop, 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 doo. Sad change.
We've had lots of sales, lots of fun things to take advantage of. Sure wish I had access to my money.
Oh, no.
Is it you don't because you just spent $500 on a new monitor?
No, that was on the card, silly. But
that was
I'm talking about
it's on your Best Buy card.
Yeah, it's on your card. No, I'm talking about the fact that my bank account, my personal bank account, got hackled a little bit. So, you know, you got this Nintendo account and you buy games on Nintendo, and I didn't store my credit card information on Nintendo. I rarely do that. And if I do, I always have it most of the time I have the two-factor turned on. But Nintendo, I had my PayPal linked. And guess what? My password got leaked somehow from some server. You know, that Nintendo hack that all the data got stolen. And I think it was only like 250,000 people accounts got hacked. I guess I was one of them. I should have changed.
I was too.
You were too, but I
changed my stuff real quick. I got somebody logged in Brazil and I was like, nope, not dealing with that.
Yep, and I did not, because I'm a dum-dum, and they got a hold of my PayPal, which they used my bank's routing number, and they used the bank's debit card. So The bank was like, no, we're not messing with this. We're just closing the entire countdown, and we'll create you a new one, and you'll get to all set up here in the next few days. And that was on Friday, so I have to wait until like tomorrow for everything to transfer over. And there, I was charged $400 on my my personal account for V-Bucks in Fortnite.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Well, the irony. And
they're probably like, you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, have you been to India lately, sir? And I was like, no. Do you use a VPN, sir? No, just it's not me. So
meanwhile, Colin's Fortnite dancing in the next room.
Yeah, like, but we can see that you play Fortnite.
Yeah, I do. My son does. And oh, yes, I do, too. A little bit. A lot.
Mm-hmm,
sure, mm-hmm. I have 150 hours logged. Just leave me alone and give me my money back. But yeah, I lost it temporarily, and so I'm still getting all that squared away. So we'll see how that goes. But I did not purchase anything Star Wars related today. We tried. We logged on to the Disney store because they had these awesome fucking mugs that were like travel related and Star Wars, kind of like the ones that I got before that say, you know, welcome to, you know, Dagobah or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they were sold out by the time we got on there. So we didn't end up buying anything. Did you guys end up picking up anything? They got some cool stuff. Like I shared, there's that Death Trooper helmet that they're coming out with that really is just a paint job of the Stormtrooper helmet.
Yeah, that's not a Death Trooper helmet.
I know.
Death Trooper helmet looks so much different.
I know, but they didn't mold that. So.
Well, then I ain't buying it.
Did you pick yourself up a Boba Fett helmet?
No.
Did your wife?
Nope.
Did you get a monitor or something? Or?
No. No, Jared, I don't just have like $1,000 just to throw around at stuff. We're not all you, man.
No.
I wish I... That's not me either. I don't have that kind of money.
I don't have that kind of money, he says, as he buys himself a $130 Boba Fett helmet, and then 2 days later turns around and buys a $500 monitor.
Okay, first of all, I bought
why my... wrong? Where's the why?
You're not wrong, technically. Technically. But let's get it straight that I worked and got hazard pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I paid and I bought that helmet with my hazard pay, and the monitor went onto a credit card where I have to pay it back. Okay, it ain't out of my pocket. Anyway, I said that loud enough that Ashley probably heard me talk about the monitor, asshole. Shh, keep it down.
Surprise ruined.
Yeah, my plan has come to fruition.
Yeah. Anyways, if you enjoy what you're listening to, if you find it funny, you like our humor, then connect with us. Head on over to the website at www.the8bitgeek.com. You'll find a ton of links there and a couple of them that I'd like to discuss with you. You know, one's Discord, where you get to chat with us and other like-minded people around the internet. So you could download that from the website and hop on there. I would do that because we're going to announce a cool contest soon where you can win a whole bunch of free games just for chatting and being a part of the community. Also, we have a link over to our Patreon, and for $5 a month, you didn't get my 8-bit didn't get my money this month either because of that hack. So I have to re-up soon as
good,
soon as I get all
it.
That
you're gonna miss out on episodes of the diner.
Yeah.
Exclusive content, Jerry. You got to get back on the train.
What kind of content do we have there, Kev?
New lewds of me.
Wait, okay. What? Nope. All right. So we've got the diner, which is we put out a daily podcast. This week's is really special because it's all about Star Wars, and well, most of it. We did talk about weird stuff today. I'm surprised nobody talked about
it. There was a part where we were like, hey, so how about that Star Wars, huh?
Yeah, we had to get back to it. But a lot of episodes are 30 minutes to 45 minutes long this week because, well, we just c- could not stop talking. So
about Star Wars.
About Star Wars. So please, give $5 a month if you can. If you have to eat this month, don't. Give it to us.
Not where I thought that was going. So if you don't worry about it. We'll be good. But no.
I mean, if you really need to eat, sure, I guess, like, buy some bread or something, and then the rest donate to us. But just try. You know, try to make it work. If you have to become homeless, you could still have internet on your phone and download podcasts. It's whatever. Just give us that $5.
Keep digging.
All right. But in all seriousness, if you'd like to give, links are there on the website. You can, and we'll give you some extra content. What we're going to do, Lucy Stage Check says, how to lose weight during quarantine by Jer. Don't eat. Give us your money. The new 8-bit diet, Gone Up says. It's true. It's patent pending.
I mean, studies have shown that 99% of those that don't eat lose weight.
That's right. And studies have also shown that 99% of people who listen to podcasts instead of eating also lose weight. So, Doug, you're going to read off the people who do give to us and who are losing weight every month.
We assume. All right, we've got Benny Babs, Brett, Carl, Chris, Crushed, Cutie, David, Doug's favorite Brit, Dr. Chef Boyardee. That's in all caps, by the way.
And dropping them beats.
Hey, welcome. Welcome,
love
Chef.
You raviolis. No, I don't.
Dr. Roxo, Dravenholt, Ed, Eric, Floor Salami, Hall Fierce, Jeremy.
Shout out.
There it is. Jonathan, Joshy Boo, Kev Makes Me, Kevin's Son Carmen, Crass.
Shut up.
Lawrence, Leonard, Link, Lucy, mandatory username, Manuel, Mato, Nathan, not Chad, Pete, Rachel, Random, Robert, Ryan, Stevie, the Majestic Goose, totally not a spy.
That's a lie.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, if anything's taught me anything, it's that when someone says they're not something, they most definitely are something. Mm-hmm. Travis, Tyler, Wheatley, Windrus, who the fuck is Kenny?
Seriously.
And Zaylin. Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, we appreciate everybody. You. We appreciate you. Thanks for the love. Speaking of right. Chef Boyardee, man, I was in a bind the other day and decided, man, I'm going to try these raviolis in a can because I remember how good they were as a kid and I'm going to eat them cold. I think we talked about this as well recently and I tried it and I hated it.
Yeah.
I just was like, these taste buds are not the same as they were.
Was it the Chef Boyardee brand or was it like a different brand?
No, it was Chef Boyardee because that's who you go with. That's the king. That's the chef.
No, Chef Boyardee is, sorry, not the Patreon user, but the big conglomerate. Hey, yeah. They can't do ravioli to save their life. They need to add meat sauce in there. Their meat sauce is garbage. It's too sugary. You know who you got to go with? And it's a surprise win. Aldi. I grew up on Aldi ravioli. Best ravioli ever.
In a can?
As far as in a can. Yeah, you get that meat sauce. Oh, they don't skimp on the meat either. I don't know what meat it is because it's coming from Aldi, but you know what? It's amazing. And it's cheap, and it's way better than anything Chef Boyardee ever put out.
All right. Well, maybe I'll have to do that sometime. I'm not going to the store anytime soon, but, you know.
Lucy Stage Test asks, why cold? Because we were bachelors at some point.
Mm-hmm. And everything tastes better cold when it comes to pasta-related items. You know that. Come on.
I wouldn't say that.
Pizza?
But I've had my nights of me not wanting to just eating right out of the can, having a fucking real bottom of the barrel moment.
So
getting off my late shift at fucking GameStop and being like, I'm done.
Let's say so, like a normal Tuesday.
Nah, Monday night.
That's messed up, but funny.
But you laughed.
It's true.
As they say in Shaun of the Dead, I'll stop doing it when you stop laughing.
I can't stop. All right, so let's get into this. Let's get into some funny here. We're gonna go on an adventure with Amazon, and we're not talking about the jungle. Forest of Love. We're talking about Amazon Adventures, brought to you by Amazon, not a sponsor. We read funny reviews about products on Amazon, and I had to burp in the middle of that, and that's why it sounded so weird. So without further ado, Doug, we are all Star Wars or kind of space related this week. Doug, take it away.
All right, my review is a Yoda Funko Pop. I have one on my desk somewhere. Here he is. It's for this guy, I'm guessing. A Yoda Funko Pop.
Okay.
1-star verified purchase.
Oh, what happened?
This comes from Jared.
Kev read on, I see.
Yeah. Yoda is the devil. I am an Episcopal priest at the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints of the latter years of Mary and Joseph. I'm a Mormon. That's essentially what all that says right there.
Fair enough.
So, okay. We condemn the story of this old creature who goes around the galaxy preaching godlessness and socialism. We find that to be the devil. We cannot support such an abomination. Our church group bought these so we could throw them in the fiery pit to burn for all eternity.
Fine purchase. I love it.
62 people found this helpful.
I do really wish there'd been an extra line where it's like, his head, it do bobble though.
Yeah. Yeah, I did enjoy that function.
The bobble was nice.
Hey, what's up, Rusty Shackelford? Longtime listener, first time watcher. Well, if you have a song request, let us know. We'll get that into rotation.
Also, thanks for the follow there, Rusty.
All right, mine's for Burt's Beeswax.
Okay. I use that on my tattoos.
All right.
Nice.
It's a 5-star, and I'd give it a 15 stars if I could. Verified purchase, and the flavor is strawberry.
Okay.
That's I don't even know why I bothered to review this. It's Burt's fucking beeswax.
That's right.
And the entire world already knows it's the most amazing lip balm in the Milky Way galaxy.
That's true.
I feel like if aliens knew we were holding stockpiles of this stuff in most major retail markets, they would have visited by now. Probably to microwave our entire civilization into a red paste. And then to steal Burt, his bees, a select group of Burt's factory's employees, and all the product that they can get their 6 tentacles on. How does he know?
Yeah, no, there's there's a lot here where it's like, buddy.
Got some insider knowledge here.
But let's not split hairs here. I have no doubt that Burt will be kept alive on a machine for millennia, and his bees will be worshipped as deities and magical wax barfers.
Magical wax barfers.
How amazing Burt's beeswax lip balm is. Alien genocide amazing. Which I suspect is the ultimate amazing. I honestly have no idea. I'm not a doctor. 120 people found this helpful. All right, so
I did.
Yeah.
This week I am reviewing a space dildo.
Nice.
Nice.
My name is Samantha this week because I didn't want to go by my full name. And it's a 2-star purchase, verified purchase. Don't do it. Now, this is not a beginner dildo. Now, I feel like I've been impaled, you guys. It's like I got off a horse. Now, it's not fun, nor is it sexy. It hurts. My coochie hurts. Oh, update. I have a urinary tract infection.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm going to go take care of that real quick. It's a good thing I have a bidet now.
That's not how that works.
We lost Jer.
Yep. Jer finds urinary tract infections funny.
Yeah, he does. I've been there. I passed like 18 stones in my life, man. It's like I've turned into Johnny Cash at this point. I'm like, I hear that train a coming. Oh shit. Time to drink some cranberry.
Oh my god. Oh. Oh. That was a good one. That was good. So, hey, here's a fun thing as we get into the movie news. Streaming only movies will be eligible for awards at the 2021 Oscars.
Good.
About fucking time.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, the Academy is kind of updating their rules, but there are like caveats to this.
Sure.
You know, there's not like, not every streaming movie is going to be eligible.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, I had it up here highlighted, but now it's not highlighted anymore. There was a, there was a way for them to get in. I forget now here. I had it, but now I've lost it.
Dang. What's the over under on Tiger King being a document being eligible now?
It won't be.
Mm-mm.
That would be hilarious.
So here's the thing. It's this year only because of the whole COVID-19 pandemic. And so the Academy can't insist on movies shown on a big screen for a week before they're qualified. You know, they're saying there's no greater way to, Academy leaders are saying there's no greater way to experience movies than at the theater. And that's the way it's meant to be supported. But when it's safe to resume theater screenings, the Academy, will go back to probably the way that they have done it before.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, let's see. Speaking of going digital, this is some shit. Universal stepped in some big doo-doo. And AMC has now refused to show Universal films in their movie theaters after Trolls World Tour went to video on demand release. And it wasn't that movie that did it. It was what they said that did it. And they said that they're going to start releasing movies in theaters and on video demand side by side, and or have a release date much sooner to go on video demand. Because what happened is the Trolls World Tour made something like 10 times more on video demand than the first movie did in theaters.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so that got Universal excited, obviously. And they were like, oh shit, like this could be a thing. And I think that they put the cart before the horse and they got excited and they said some shit that they didn't want to say or shouldn't have said.
Shot off at the mouth.
And so AMC came out and they were like, nah, bro, like you need to respect the theaters and what we do. And then Regal got behind them and they said, yeah, we're not going to show Universal either. And then Cineworld also, who no relation to Cinnabon, also came out and was like,
although what a partnership.
Yeah, like if you could find a Cinnabon in a Cineworld, like
man, that's just the best smelling theater ever.
It'd be amazing. But you know, Universal came out and they responded. And so they said, our desire has always been to be efficient in delivering entertainment to as wide of an audience as possible. We absolutely believe in the theatrical experience and have made no statement to the contrary. As we stated earlier, going forward, we expect to release future films directly to theaters as well as paid video on demand when its distribution outlet makes sense. We look forward to having additional private conversations. So blah, 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 blah. So essentially what's probably, if I had to take a wild stab in the dark, is all your big movies are still going to come to theater, but movies that they normally would release in non-summer in traditional sense, well, they'll probably just sell off to Netflix or they'll sell off to somebody else. And it won't affect the movie industry, because I still think that the theaters have a huge stake in what happens. I just don't think that Trolls was asked for in the movie theater. You know, like, I don't think it did that big, because it did
really well. But again, you got to think, when it was released on demand was a time when everyone was locked home with their kids.
Yeah, everyone was bored.
Like, yeah, that's why it did so well. Like, it probably would have done okay in theaters. Well, obviously, it wouldn't have done as well. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's like the timing of that is everything. The fact that, yeah, again, it's like, even if they just done a regular at-home, on-demand release, it still probably would have just done okay. But it came down to, like, oh, my God, my kids are home. I'm so fucking mm-hmm. sick of them. Oh, they like Trolls. Here's Trolls 2. Yeah. And we watched it. So
how much is it? Was it 20, 30 bucks to rent it?
It's 20 bucks to rent it for 24 yeah. hours.
20 bucks. I mean, that's nothing to keep your kids quiet for an evening.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we got to watch it. Had the McElroy brothers were in it. So it was fun to watch, to hear, listen out for them and their multiple voices. But yeah, it was, I don't know. It's tough. Cause yeah, it's like, we're in a very weird time right now. And so it's like, yeah, of course that movie's going to, it's the same thing with, like, I feel about, Joe Exotic, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. that documentary was like wildfire, but would it have been, had we not been in quarantine? Like, there was a level of like, everyone has to watch this because you have time to. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, people probably still would have watched and be like, this shit was fucking crazy. Well, okay, I'll get around to it. But it just took off, because it was just like, yo, you've got a couple hours to kill. Go check out this mm-hmm. fucking crazy ass documentary on Netflix. Yeah. So I feel like it's weird times. However, I think I'm more on the studio side of this fight than the theater side of this fight, because it's like, well, we're not going to show your movies. Okay, we've kind of proven we don't need you anymore, and that people will pay to watch these movies at home. Like, it's
well,
fine.
I don't know. I mean, that just brings it back to that same point that you just made. I don't think that one movie during quarantine is enough data to go off of, right?
No, yeah. But at the same time, like, I mean, there's...
It was a perfect storm.
It is, but I also think that, like, I mean, there's stuff I'm not going to see in theater anyways, but maybe I would pay to watch it at home. Mm-hmm. Like, I am that lazy of a human being that I'm fine not to go out somewhere and spend money to watch something if I can just sit at home and watch it on my own TV or, you know, in the comfort of my home. And there's a lot of people like that right now, especially with all this going on. You know, we don't know when movie theaters are going to open to begin with, but also we don't know what the audience is really going to be like when it gets back to a semblance of normal. Yes, there'll probably be a spike immediately because people are like, oh my God, I can finally go to the movies again. But then after that, when you really get down to it and you're like, man, I'm sitting really fucking close to these people and the dude next to me kept coughing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if he's sick or not. Fuck this. I'd rather just watch this at home. I think that there is I still think there's a huge market for at home viewing. That's why things like Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu and all of them have done very well. As far as, like, it's why every fucking TV station in the world has their own goddamn streaming platform now, mm-hmm. is because they're like, fuck, we can't compete. Like, we have to have our own thing. And so I feel that way with the movie industry also, where it's like, you know, oh, we're not going to show your movies. And it's like, okay, that's fine. Like, I don't, at some point, like, where do you think your money comes from? From mm-hmm. our movies. Like, so you're going to say you're not going to show, what are you going to show? Fucking art films that no one goes and sees? Like, you're in, like, small town, like, I don't know, Illinois. You're not in fucking, like, Manhattan or L.A. where people actually go to those sort of screenings, you know? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just, at some point, you don't want to bite the hand that feeds you. Like, yeah. I understand, like,
that's why I feel like it's a
fuck you. But at the same time, like, man, at some point, they'll just say, okay.
That's why okay. I feel like it's an empty threat, you know, in order to secure them, you know, not walking away from the theaters.
But yeah, because it's all big talk until it's a huge movie. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, you guys aren't showing the net. Who does Universal have? I don't fucking even know.
Godzilla, King Kong. They're doing all bringing back the Universal monsters.
That, okay. You know. Yeah. So let's say King Kong versus Godzilla. Fast and the Furious. Yes. Are you going to tell me?
There you go.
You're going to tell me, like, Fast and the Furious is coming out. The next one. The next, you know, 2021. And you ain't going to show that movie because you got your panties in a wad about them wanting to stream stuff more. Like, no, because you would be an idiot because you'd be missing out on ticket sales, and not just ticket sales, concession sales. And that's where your money is.
Yep.
And if bodies ain't in your theater, you ain't making money.
Well, to go along with your point, there was another film that came out directly to Netflix, which is called Extraction, which stars Chris Hemsworth, and it also has David Harbour in it and a whole bunch of others. And that movie, you know, it was reviewed okay, but it's Netflix's number one watched film of all time or some shit. Like it.
Wow.
It did incredible for them. And Netflix just announced it. Maybe let me just double check so that way I'm not lying.
June loved that, by the way, in chat, brought up a good point. She said, with how busy me and my fiance are and with our kids, we're lucky to see two movies a year in theaters. So I'd definitely do video on demand. Damn good point. I mean, you don't want to have to take the whole family out. Jeremy's talked about it on previous podcasts.
You know,
how much it costs to see a movie with the family.
Yeah, we spent $20 to rent that movie. And we rented the first one, too, because I hadn't seen the first one. And that was $5 to rent that. It was $3.99 on Amazon Prime to rent it because it wasn't available anywhere else. And so for that weekend or whatever, yeah, we spent $25 in movie rentals, which you got to think two adults plus two kids. Like, that's easily over $25. And then... But it was, we got to do it from the comfort of our home. And I have to worry about a 1.5 year old running around being loud and obnoxious, like, because I can't take her to a goddamn theater. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they got to see the movie. We got to see the movie from the comfort of our home and didn't have to worry about kids. And that, to me, again, how often have we gone to like Marvel or Star Wars, like late night premieres and stuff, and some asshole has their fucking 6 year old there? Mm-hmm. And you're like, it's midnight. This child should be in bed.
Not everybody has an Alamo draft house.
Yeah.
Hey, how much
my experiences I've had?
How much is the average Netflix account?
What, $11.99, something like that?
Is it
something $11 and $12, depending if you get the 4K option?
Okay, let's just say they're not. So it's $11.99 without the 4K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so Netflix essentially made $1.7 billion off of Extraction. If you put accounts and times it by how many views it got. So Extraction is well on its way to become the biggest film ever to premiere on Netflix, with a projected 90 million households watching it in its first 4 weeks.
Wow. I didn't even hear about this movie. I mean, I guess I've
heard
it was
trash.
Weird. Yeah, that too. You know what? Actually, I have been hearing... People were talking about it in like work chat, and they were saying the same thing. They were like, they just didn't, it wasn't anything like they expected.
No, it's
it
just,
to be.
Just an action film, and it's just goes, it's, you know, it's just doesn't.
And it's getting
up.
A sequel.
Yeah. Getting a sequel. Well, when you do $1 billion for Netflix, I'm sure you would too.
Yeah. They're just like, yeah.
They're like, take it.
Please have some more money. We have some laying around.
It was written by Joe Russo, he was one of the writers on it.
I mean, did he really write, though, or was it more like car chase here, dive into swimming pool here, shoot out of swimming pool here, say funny line, kiss the girl. Kiss the girl.
Kiss the girl.
You know what's really interesting? We've been watching Community, which the Russo brothers were heavily involved in that show, too.
Yep.
And I totally forgot about Brie Larson on the show. And I was like, that's why you got Captain Marvel. I totally forgot that you already had an in with the Russo brothers, because I totally forgot your role existed. But it's why Abed is in Winter Soldier, which one is he in? And then Shirley is in Endgame?
Civil War. Or Endgame?
She's in the Flash. Isn't she when he goes back in time and he's at the army base? And he's pretending to be, and by he, I mean Tony Stark, and he runs into like his dad and stuff. Doesn't she work there?
Like work the desk or something?
Yeah. She's one of the people there. Cause they ride an elevator together and he's got like the coat on and stuff.
Mm-hmm. She's got her like notebooks or with her or something.
Yep.
So yeah, I was like, oh yeah, I totally forgot Brie Larson was on this fucking show for 3 episodes.
Yeah. It was very, very short lived. Yeah.
And over this base of like three seasons, but like three separate seasons, like not like just like season three and then season four, like season three and then season five. It was like a massive jump between her character.
Yeah. That's where I first heard about her through Scott Pilgrim, and then more in Community. Love Community.
I mean, she was on like a Disney original movie way back in like the 2000s. That's where I first found out about her. And then she was in United States of Tara, United States of Tara, which you can watch that show. Very good. It's also where I learned on that show through Brie Larson's character that people on the internet will pay to watch people sit on cakes. Huh. I didn't know that was a thing. And I learned that because of Brie Larson.
Wasn't there a website for that? Like cake farts or something?
Pretty much. I think that's what they're referring to.
Yeah.
And it was when I was watching that show and I was like, yeah, it makes sense. Now the data tracks.
It's the data track.
All right, let's get through this real quick because we got a lot more to go. Star Wars. A lot of news today because it is, you know, May the 4th.
Star Wars.
The best place to go.
It's fine.
There's a new Star Wars movie coming, and it's coming from Taika Waititi, which I am all for. The more stuff that this man gets his hands on, the better it is. He's just fantastic. He's a wonderful man. So they've announced this officially through the Star Wars website that he is going to write and direct. He's also co-writing with Christy Wilson. Is it Carnes, I believe. And she is the 1917 writer. So
it's, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And she won a Oscar for that. So
yeah. They fuck around. They're bringing in an Oscar
winner. Star Wars war movie. Good.
Can we please get a Star Wars war movie? That would be wonderful.
I mean, if we're getting someone from 1917. What do you think Rogue One was? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was the closest one. It was so good.
That's true. But I want like a almost like a World War II kind of style. That'd be dope as shit.
Well, you ask and you shall receive with, like I said, the 1917 people.
Let's do it. Guys, I sent you a link today. I think this is huge news. Demolition Man is getting a sequel. Mm-hmm. It's in development, according to Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm excited. I saw that movie in theaters when I was a kid. Man, I love it. Yeah, and I was watching that movie a few weeks ago.
Man, so
is Wesley Snipes coming back?
I hope so.
Well, if you saw the movie, I would... Spoiler alert, probably not.
Hey.
No, well, then I don't want to see it.
Unless they did something with his DNA, but...
They cloned him. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, unless they clone him. That's what I'm saying. Like, unless they had...
Yeah,
like,
hey, listen, if Star Wars can get away with, like, cloning the Emperor after him being dead for 40 years, they can... Demolition Man can get away with cloning Wesley Snipes.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, Wesley Snipes can still do it, I bet.
Hell yeah, man. Have you seen him in the Planners commercial? Man, it's still got it.
I mean, he's still got the acting chops. He was in My Name is Dolomite with Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. Like, he was great. I'm just talking about action roles. I don't know what he's looking like these days, but I'm sure he's fine.
He got the muscle. He got the spirit. He's got the looks. But
well, John Spotton.
The thing is how do you follow up a film that already predicted our future, which we're doing right now? No toilet paper. No touching. I mean,
yeah,
they predicted it all in Demolition Man.
Taco Bell being like the place to go.
The restaurant? I mean, you know, so. We were talking about Tiger King a little bit earlier, and this is the worst news to come out of this. There's a TV series coming out, and they want Nicolas Cage to play Joe Exotic.
Hell yeah.
You okay?
Hell no, Kev.
If you've seen what Nicolas Cage has done in the last few years, you can definitely see where this is going.
Listen, he's got a castle to pay for, Kev.
Yeah, that's he does. Why. He's got to pay off those islands that he sold. He's got to rebuy them.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot to do.
Yeah.
He's got his kung fu lessons.
But I'm not for it. I don't know. There's nothing against Nicolas Cage, but there was a campaign online for much better actors to play this role. Much better. Yeah. And so
David Spade.
I heard about the David Spade Joe Dirt all over again.
Yeah, but that's why. Because, I mean, that motherfucker was Joe Dirt. It was gay Joe Dirt is who Joe Exotic is.
even Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard would have been good.
Dax Shepard would have been great.
So, but hopefully this falls apart and we just get the movie instead of the TV series. Because technically we've already had the TV series.
I don't need any of it, really. I don't even know why. I think they're just, once again, I think everyone's just got quarantine fever where they're like, oh, everyone's talking about it. Let's make a movie out of it or make a series out of it. It's going to be, by the time it comes out, it's going to be long forgotten. Wait till Halloween. You'll have everyone dressed up as Joe Exotic. And then after that, it's all forgotten.
If we're allowed to leave our house by then.
No, I mean, Zoom call.
Hold on.
On our Zoom calls, we'll all be Joe Exotic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that because everyone's allowed to get out of their house now, at least in Texas. And but by October, we're going to be in full meltdown mode. So because everyone's going to get it after the shit that I've seen this week so far. Woo! It is nutso.
Yeah, man. Hey, they're just out there owning the libs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got the Toy Story 4 director is developing an animated Transformers prequel movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. I thought maybe that would play better to the room, but...
What kind of animation? I mean, like, I'm curious about this. I mean, I'm interested. I want to know, like, are we going to go animation? Are we going to go, like, their Pixar style stuff?
I would guess that it's... I would love for it to go kind of the Bumblebee... Look, if you've watched Bumblebee, the beginning of that film was all CGI, and
oh, was it? Okay,
it was fucking awesome, man. It was. Have you seen Bumblebee yet, Kev?
I have not.
Oh, you're missing out. Neither you.
I haven't watched a Transformers movie since like the Mark Wahlberg days.
No, dude, Bumblebee changed it.
Which was the one with the dinosaur?
That was the last one, Age of Extinction.
There's definitely been more than one since then.
No,
that was the last one. Was it The Dark Knight something like that? Or Darkest
Knight?
Because
they had the one that came out a couple years ago with the girl, and it was after that one. There was another, it was the girl.
Age of Extinction was the fourth film. Oh, yeah, there's been five, I think.
And then Bumblebee.
And then Bumblebee.
I'm two movies behind. God, I sat through four of those fucking things.
Yeah, you did. But I highly recommend watching Bumblebee because they really tried. Like, they really actually tried. They have a great script. They made the Transformers actually look more 80s. And it was a really fun film. Even John Cena was kind of good in it. So, which is really...
What's John Cena doing in that?
No, I know you're full of shit.
He was like the dad or something.
No, he's of course the main army guy who's tracking down... Bumblebee.
I don't remember anything about that movie. I forgot it existed until you talked about it.
You gotta watch it. It's a lot of fun. I can tell you that.
Okay.
So hopefully it's like that. You know, it'd be a lot of fun. So, you know,
word.
Yeah, word.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's talk some games and let's talk what Jeff Keighley's doing. Which E3 was like, nah, we're not going to do anything this year, and Jeff Keighley went.
Finally, my time is here.
Yeah. He just is laughing in his lair. And so he's put together something called Summer Game Fest. It's going to take place May through August of 2020. And he pretty much stole E3 away from E3 because he's getting everybody on board. And he's hosting it with, it's going to be, you know, full... of fun digital events that promise breaking news, in-game events, and free playable content. You're going to get demos of the games coming out. And I'm fairly certain that he's involved in this week's Xbox reveals as well that are happening on the 7th this week. So we're going to start seeing our first Xbox Series X games being announced.
Mm-hmm. Hell and yeah. You're going to get super psyched.
Mm-hmm, and you're going to get some gameplay footage of the next Assassin's Creed as well. So that'll be a lot of fun. So he is putting this together. So stay tuned. Keep an eye on it. You can follow all the stuff for Summer Game Fest on their Twitter. Facebook, you know, anywhere else that you follow him. TikTok.
You follow him on TikTok.
They do
hey,
have
what's
a...
up, everybody? Jeff Keighley here on TikTok.
I've been speaking without a nose for years now. It's been surgically removed.
And then you can have that guy come from, what was it? Remember the year they got the Tommy Wiseau director or whatever guy that wouldn't shut up and they were trying to end the interview and they were going over on time. God. He's like, it's okay. My
that
game is
so
the best.
Crazy. It's the best. It's great. You can do things in it.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Well, we got to go.
Yeah.
He was the highlight, though.
He was.
Let's see. Game Pass has topped 10 million subscribers. I'm so excited by that number because of the fact that I didn't know how well it was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, even... So, okay. The average subscription costs $10. A lot of people got it for $1, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot more like me, who only have it on the PC... got it for $5 a month. I mean, they're still making bank off of this thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially with 10 million subs.
I wonder how much of it was conversions, too. Like people, because when you signed up for the, when you were a regular Xbox Live person, when you signed up for the dollar one, it basically converted your account to like this ultimate account that they threw on whatever remaining time you had up to 3 years. And converted that whole account. So like when I did it, I was converted till January of 2021 with I'll have Game Pass until then. So it was really cool they did that. Mm-hmm. But after that, it goes, my membership goes from like, I think like $60 a year for Xbox Live to probably like $14.99 a month, which once again, all things considered, it's still worth its weight because there's still so many great games and all their first party games that they're giving away on there. Like we're like the other day, we're like, we should play something. Let's play Halo. Oh, yeah, we all have that now, you know, and just load it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We haven't played it yet, but we all have it.
But we'll get there.
We should play Streets of Rage 4 together. There's, I think, up to 3 to 4 players. That would be a fun game to play.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Side-scroller beat 'em up, and it looks great.
That's the cool thing. That's why I'm a big proponent of it, is the fact that Xbox is really, really focused on the gamers and the games this time around. Yes, they have the hardware coming out, but man, they've really, really been trying to satisfy people and to do the right thing. And they just announced with Assassin's Creed that it's going to be a part of their, I forget what the name of it is, but it's essentially, if you buy it on the Xbox One, then you'll have it for the Xbox Series X as well. And you'll have it for the PC. So you'll have it for all systems, and it's just a wonderful fucking thing to do for them. And I'm excited for what Xbox is doing. I really hope that they have the first party titles this time around, and different ones, and not just fucking Forza, Gears, and Halo. Like, they need something more than just those three. They need a lot of first party titles. So I'm really hoping this week that they come out with stuff.
Just say what you want to say.
Okay.
You want Fable.
I want Viva Pinata 2. What?
Well, there was already a 2.
3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fable, obviously. I want that. I want it more than anything. But
think about it this way. They've been kind of building their farm system with the developers, all these people they've been buying, that these like indie developers and all these other developers that haven't said anything. I feel like there are going to be a lot of reveals with the series. I think a lot of these developers, they're probably like, hey, we're buying you now, but our system's coming out in like a year or two, so start developing for that. I feel like that's really what's going on. So you're gonna have a lot of really out of left field developers coming up with cool shit.
Who does the games, the Forza games?
Take Turn.
I don't know. So they're the ones who, there's been a rumor that they're working on the Fable title, which will be really interesting because it's
Turn 10 Studios.
It'll be really interesting because their background is just racing. So God damn, I hope it's not a Fable racing game.
Fable Karts.
They already did that. That was the one that they released. That was the Kinect exclusive.
God, I hated that. Anyways, the point of this, go get Game Pass. If you got a PC, you still need it because you just got yourself for $5 a month. Streets of Rage 4 is $24.99 on Steam. That's 3 months of a game that you're getting, and there's hundreds of titles on there.
Outer Worlds.
Dude, yes.
Yes.
What was it, Metro Exodus? Like, I still haven't touched it, but
they've got everything. The new Gears Tactics is on there, which is getting huge reviews. Moving Out, which is supposed to be an incredible couch co-op game. Deliver the Moon, Yakuza, Wasteland.
Yakuza's awesome.
Alien Isolation, just to name a few. Overcooked.
Wasn't like Shenmue 3 on there as well or some shit?
No,
that's that on there.
One and two just
it
left.
Was Yakuza.
No, they had one and two, but it just left. But yeah, it's just a ridiculous amount of games. Go check it out.
Yeah.
All right. So I know that none of us have a VR headset, and guess what?
Well,
wait, what?
PSVR.
Okay. Like I said, none of us have a VR headset. Kev's got a little toy.
Oh,
he's got a kid thing.
Hey man, Resident Evil 7 exclusive though, that was worth it.
Didn't you sell it? Didn't you get rid of it, or you still have it?
No, I still have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I picked up Ace Combat for it last week, which is going to be cool, like flying a plane in VR.
You're gonna get so sick recording.
Yeah.
Well, guys, two of us don't have it. One does. I guess that still lends itself well to this stat. 98% of people on Steam do not have it either. It says even fewer than 2% of Steam users own a VR headset, despite 1 million VR headsets or some shit sold for Half-Life Alyx.
So, I mean, yeah. Their gaming base is huge, and that's, you know.
I know, but it's just one of those things where I guess it's still considered a huge win if you're going to sell not only, I mean, you sold essentially, what, $950 million worth of headsets or some shit?
Yeah.
So, not bad, because those things are $1,000 a piece. So... It's a win for them. I'm just a little salty because of the fact that I really want to play this game, and I'm never going to buy a fucking VR headset unless they become affordable, and it's not going to be like this huge clunking mess of wires sitting on top of my head.
Yeah.
You could just Ryan played it.
Ryan? Yeah, he said he loved it.
Yeah.
Which is great. So I have to sneeze. Bless me.
Zintite?
Thank you. EA Play will continue this year, even though E3 isn't around. You can look for that in June. And this year's, it'll actually be June 11th at 6 p.m. Central Time.
All right.
And you can see live premieres and more.
So. Nice. So kind of like the same time it was going to happen anyways.
Yeah. I mean, they're essentially keeping it. I am pretty sure they're probably going to, I would guarantee you that it's going to be tied into the Summer Game Fest.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, yeah, EA was on that list of companies that had teamed up. So, definitely. Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. We were talking about it, and I was like, I bet a lot of these companies are already doing stuff anyways, so why not just like, hey, this is part of this thing. It's a win-win for everybody. Like, it's a win for Jeff Keighley, and it's a win for the company because it helps get, like, it just, here's another huge way to promote your show. Outside of exactly. E3, it's like, oh, you got this huge gamer fest online thing happening, like, absolutely. Yeah, we're a part of that, we're already doing it, fuck it,
let's do it again.
We'll throw your logo on a slide,
yeah, like, right
in the middle of our PowerPoint presentation. Sure. Yep.
You want to come host it? Sure. I mean, everyone loves you.
Do we want to make guesses of what they're gonna be talking about? And I mean, it's EA, so it'll be
all the sports games.
Next
gen sports games. We will get look. We will get a look at Madden. What that will look like for next gen. We'll also get a look at probably the next Star Wars title that they're working on. They have one more, I think, in them, something like that.
Yeah, and you know, there's rumors that they were dropping Battlefront 2 to focus on Battlefront 3, but it turns out it was Battlefield something? Was
it
a Battlefield game?
Battlefield 5, yeah.
Yeah, which...
Battlefield, Battlefront, you know, They can get confused.
Yeah, well, and Battlefront, man, I mean, they've supported that game for a long time. It came out, what, 2017, and it's still, the last update comes out this month, I think? The Scarif stuff? Yeah, the Rogue One stuff? Days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to get back in it. That game was fucking awesome, especially in the last, like, few years. It's been great. Mm-hmm.
And you'll still be able to play it, obviously. You just won't have any nothing new,
which could suck, because again, they've within the last year and a half, 2 years, they've really, like, here's your Clone Wars era stuff, and like, here's new skins for all these people, and here's all these, you know, and all these new maps, new game types, and here's all this awesome shit. And so I'd be really interested.
I think we'll get a look at Anthem 2.0.
Oh yeah.
And then we'll also get a look at probably the next Mass Effect game that'll announce that.
The Anthem game we were actually promised 3 years ago. We'll maybe actually finally get a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they just got to build the game around those fun flying mechanics.
They just need to add content and structure.
Yeah, and also better multiplayer stuff. None of that like weird single player.
Oh yeah, that was annoying.
Base world stuff, and then the multiplayer stuff stuff where it's like, well, you have to have someone with you to get past this thing. You can't unlock this door unless there's three people with you.
And then you have mechs, but you can't put custom armor and like other, like it was just not, it was just dumb. So yeah, I'd say I'm looking forward to all that. We're getting The Last of Us Part 2. We reported on that last week. We're getting it early because of the fact that, you know, some CGI cutscenes got leaked. Some major plot points got leaked. Well, it seems that they've found out who it was. And it wasn't from a disgruntled employee. It was actually from a hacker. So,
yep.
Well,
ruining another one.
Yep, found a. It looks like this comes from Jason Schreier. How do you say his name? Who's a video game journalist? Jerry, you've read some of his books, yeah? Aren't you like best friends with this guy?
Me and him go way back.
Yeah. So he tweeted, okay, after talking to two people with direct knowledge of how The Last of Us 2 leaked, as well as some Naughty Dog employees, I have a good idea of what happened. Short version, hackers found a security vulnerability in a patch for an older Naughty Dog game and use it to get access to Naughty Dog servers.
Fuck.
And then he goes on to say, I think the footage that leaked is from devs playing an early build. I haven't watched it, he says. Most importantly, rumor this being an act of protest by a contractor whose pay was robbed are not true. Naughty Dog actually extended pay and healthcare benefits for contractors due to COVID. So... And there was also some stuff there, people, you know, that were shit talking Neil Druckmann and stuff, and that like he was a terrible director. And I think we talked about this last week and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things. I think I even mentioned last week. I was like, that feels like that goes against everything I've heard come out of the Naughty Dog team about working with him on Uncharted 4 and Last of Us and Last of Us 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, but then at the same time, like, I don't know. I don't work in those fucking offices. So yeah. The actors and stuff, their day-to-day with him is way different than the animators and developers and stuff on the other side. Mm-hmm. So
programmers.
Yeah, all those people. But again, like, I feel like if it was a bigger deal, then we would have heard more. I think some people were just salty that Amy Hennig left.
It's fair, valid. It's still, you know, May the 4th, so let's talk a little Lego. Which, yeah. Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker saga, that's coming out probably this year, right? If I'm not mistaken, it should be soon.
Who knows? Because they're tweeting today. They've been tweeting all day about, like, episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, through 9 or whatever, like, all in this game. And then, like, but no fucking release it. I've literally seen, like, some of their posts, and people are like, well, when the fuck does it come out? Like, I saw their first tweet this morning, and I even, like, went to Steam, like, is this fucking game out? Like, the way they were promoting it really felt like it was like, hey, this is out. This is out today. And I was like, this is fucking come out, and they didn't tell anybody?
Yeah, it doesn't even have a pre-order up yet. It just says coming soon.
Yeah.
But they've come out with a little bit more information, and there's nearly 500 characters in the game, and many of them playable. 500, which is nuts.
That's all right.
And then they said even Yaddle, but nobody cares.
I have to say, they used the picture they used for her. She looks so derpy in that
yeah,
photo.
Yeah, I know.
Look at her.
Yeah. I can't tell. Are her legs crossed?
No, yes. Just one's up in the sky.
I don't know. It looks like
maybe they are crossed.
Oh, I think they are.
Yeah.
It looks like that one like sexy gremlin from Gremlins 2 without their
makeup.
Like they just woke up in the
this
morning.
This is the morning after look.
Yeah. She's saying, anybody seen my child? New is a newborn. You guys pulled me on maternity leave for this.
So Assassin's Creed Valhalla is coming this year. And you know, I got excited about it until I saw this, and I hope that this doesn't change the game. I know that there's a lot of studios who work on games nowadays, but this is just in fucking sane. Normally you see like two or three studios getting together to help out, you know, like Borderlands 3 had like four of their internal companies working on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ubisoft has 15 studios working on Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Holy shit.
You got to get it right, man. You got to have it.
Maybe they're just like, here, we need you to create one island with all quests and points. You just do that there. You work on that. You know, and maybe, I don't know, man. That's
it says
crazy.
As added content in this article, it says all 9 of Rockstar Studios worked on Red Dead Redemption 2. So, I mean, it's kind of along the same vein, and that game came out just fine.
Yeah,
and
but that's all
buggier
but
than
once
the first
again,
one, too.
But once again, all internal. I don't know if this is all internal or not. I don't think Ubisoft has 15 internal studios.
What do you mean internal? Like as far as like in the same
as
building?
In Ubisoft Montreal, Ubisoft California, Ubisoft, you know.
Yeah, but Rockstar doesn't have all of them in one set place either. Rockstar has Australia and
no, he's LA. No, that's not Kev. What he's saying is he doesn't think they're all. Yeah, he's like, are they all Ubisoft? Very, you know.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. I caught you.
Or do they outsource to like another like you know like a contractor sort of. Studio versus Ubisoft. I don't think they have 19 internal, you know, all Ubisoft.
No.
But they might. I mean, who the fuck's doing Rayman Legends and shit? Like, I mean, hey, knock it off with that Rayman shit. Get to work.
All right, I'm going to look right here. Worldwide Studios. How many do they have? Let me look. It's pulling up. They still use Flash for some reason. Our team. Okay, here we go. Ubisoft has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I don't know. They got something like 40 studios.
Holy shit. Okay, it's internal then.
Yep.
So I wasn't lying when I said, hey, Rayman Legends team, knock that shit off. No one cares about Rayman. We need all of you. Hey, who's not working right now? All of y'all are working on Assassin's Creed right now.
Yeah, everyone. You make axes. That's all you do.
Yeah. You guys work on that, and this other team's going to finish up and get Watch Dogs Legion ready to go out the door.
Yeah.
That explains why that fucking Ghost Recon game sucks so bad.
They were all focused on fucking Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're like, well, hey, we still have a lot of things to do to finish this before it's no. Oh, we got Assassin's Creed. Okay, fuck. Well, no one will notice.
All right. Well, I guess. So.
I wonder if they are going to use any of the For Honor combat. That would be cool to use in this Valhalla. I think would work perfect with that new combat system.
Well, I mean, why not? There's a chance for everything. I mean, they're also coming out with that. Ship fighting game or did that already come out?
I'm not sure.
What are you talking
they
about?
Use
what?
The mechanics they use the ship mechanics from the Assassin's Creed games from Odyssey.
Oh, Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones, is that still a game? Skull and Bones, when's that coming out?
I think it's this summer. No, it's been pushed to March 2021.
Oof. Oh, and that was
supposed to come out in 2018.
Yeah, that was. We saw the video for that in 2018, and And we were like, oh man, it's going to be this versus Microsoft's title. And we were like,
yeah, because both of those kind of premiere around the same time. Yeah, we saw that shit in like 2017. We're like, oh shit, some pirate games coming out this year. All right, fuck yeah, pirates. And then it was like, okay, Sea of Thieves, cool. Hey, what happened to Skull and Bones? I don't know.
Yeah.
3 years later. What happened to Skull and Bones? I don't fucking know.
Fuck, man. All right, well, that's our show this week. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. And if you didn't, go listen to another show you may enjoy from us. But if you want to,
it's Star Wars Day, and I put out a new Saga episode today.
Yeah,
I listened to it.
Yeah,
it was funny.
And if you want to stick around, if you're in the chat on Twitch, stick around for after the show. We'll do some Q&As, and then we'll go home. So
finally, I can go home and see my family.
Yeah, real. It's been months.
It's been so long.
It's been a fortnight.
It's only 2 weeks, Kev.
Oh.
We said months.
Four seasons a fortnight.
There you go.
I also had to pay $9.99 each season.
No, I grinded for those tokens. I only bought one season.
All right.
I was going to say, speaking of, so June just mentioned the chat. She goes, oh, I got a subscription. That's right. At the very beginning of the show, Anonymous... What was it, Anonymous Donator or something like that?
Yeah, it said an anonymous donator.
An anonymous gifter gave away 5 subs. So look and see, some of you got those, like June and Reggie. So congratulations and thank you so much for the anonymous person who donated. Thank you so much. That also helps the show. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. We're going to get with you here in the after party. And until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.